But once again, like I said, it's difficult to run for office. So let's give another round of applause for our candidates. Also, let's give a round of applause to the chamber and the hospital. And then I just want to point out, I appreciate there's lots of things you could do today. Thank you for being here, but look around. I know there's a lot more folks that live in American Fork than are here today. So you have a lot of work to help educate your friends and neighbors about what you learned today. Ballots should have been mailed out. You should have them. I see one that was right here. So help your friends and neighbors understand what you think is best for American Fork. So thank you for inviting me here today.
All right. We really appreciate John Dougal for coming out, being our moderator. Let's give him a round of applause. And again, thanks to our volunteers. Scott Walker and Ryan Hunter both serve on the board for the chamber, and they're in the background making things happen. So let's give them a round of applause. So just to leave you with a thought, you know, if you look up the history of American Fork, talks about the first settlers of American Fork. They were in scattered conditions along the American Fork River. And by the 1850s, tension between the settlers and Native Americans was increasing. So in 1853, Daniel Wells, the head of the Nauvoo Legion, instructed settlers to move into specific forts. And at a meeting on July 23, 1853, at the schoolhouse in American Fork, Lorenzo Snow and Parley P. Pratt convinced the settlers to follow Wells' directions and all move together into a central fort. Now, obviously, it's not possible to have all the citizens move together physically anymore. However, I think it's poignant and important to remember that even though we all have differing opinions and we come from all walks of life, it is important that we come together as a community so that the community can become a better place to live. And these people that are running for office, and I'll point out Carlton and Brad as well, you know, they basically have painted a bullseye on their back and said, all right, American Fork citizens, ready, aim, fire. I am willing to take all the bullets and all the darts that you can throw at me because I love my city so much that I'm willing to take any amount of grief and dissatisfaction that you can throw at me, so that we can continue to grow and become a better city. And trust me, the people that have been serving know that happens. And so as we go through and we fill out our ballots, just keep in mind that every single person that has put their name out on that ballot has made that commitment to make this a better place for you, the residents of American Fork. There's no agenda out there saying, this is why I'm running, because this has to stop. No, it's because they all want to make American Fork a better place to live. And I encourage you to keep that in your minds as you vote. And I thank you for coming. And as you leave, please grab a cookie from Chick-fil-A.